here's a story we've been following and supporting for, it's got to be about 6 years now, about six or so. The fight against distracted driving, and for a good reason. Steve Kiefer, chairman of the Kiefer Foundation and president, General Motors International, here with us to talk a bit about the fight he's put up since losing his son in September of 2016 to a distracted driver. 21-year-old Western Michigan student, driving, doing something that distracted her enough that she ran into the back of Steve's son Mitchell's car at about 81 miles an hour without touching the brakes, pushing Mitchell into the oncoming lane of traffic where he was hit and killed. Since that moment, Steve Kiefer has been working all the time while also doing his work, his quote-unquote day job, to try to get people to understand how bad distracted driving is and how it must be stopped. And Steve, I'm getting the feeling that we're close to some sort of a breakthrough on this Tuesday, January 25th. Good morning and Happy New Year to you, Steve.
Good morning, Paul W. Happy New Year to you as well, and thanks so much for continuing to support the cause and support our story. We're optimistic. Today, the three bills, House Bills 4277, 78, 79, the three bills combined, as we call them, Hands-Free Michigan, are actually going for their third reading and a House floor vote in the Michigan House today. And we're optimistic. We believe by our count, some 90 of the 110 House legislators will vote in support of this. So fingers crossed and optimistic for a good day today.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed for you, my friend. And I was excited to see the Neil Rubin front page story. I pointed it out to my listeners within the last few days. There you were on the front page talking about it, and I sensed that this good news was coming, and I think you're going. Are you heading to Lansing?
I sure am. I'm after we're done talking here, I'm going to head up through the snowy roads of I-96, and I'll be up there today.
We'll be careful, obviously, on the drive. And where will you sit in a prominent place for the lawmakers to see you and understand how important this bill is when they go to vote?
Well, I hope so. I haven't received my seat assignment yet, but I believe I'll be in the House up in the viewing area from the mezzanine. So they'll certainly feel our presence. We'll have our family and by the way, several other victims' families, because while we've been at this for, as you said, nearly 6 years, there's hundreds of others that have spent a lifetime on the same cause. And again, it's just staggering. I mean, the official data says 10 people every day in this country killed by distracted drivers. We all know it's underreported, and we believe the number is at least 50, and it could be as high as 100 people per day, because, again, it's difficult to determine what people have been doing after these crashes. But if you can just imagine, 50 people dying today because of this, just senseless, selfish act, it's something that we just have to get done. So we're optimistic we're on the right track here and hope that this thing can be signed into law by March 27th this year, which is old Mitchell's birthday. And we always like to do something big to celebrate his birthday.
And you were hoping maybe the governor could sign this paperwork somewhere special?
We hope so. We've got a couple of ideas. Each year we change the plan a bit. We introduced Hands-Free Michigan and our involvement in it. It'll be three years this March 27th on Mitchell's birthday. So we've had a couple of times we were hoping it would be up at the Grand Hotel during the Mackinac Policy Conference. We've had to reset our sights a few times because, again, it's just been amazing some of the opposition that we've received. But I can tell you that everyone that I've spoken to personally one-on-one and had a good logical argument and discussion with has changed their view and has voiced their support for this. So I'm optimistic that, that logical minds will prevail here. We'll get it through the House, then quickly through the Senate, and hopefully to the governor's desk or some other venue to sign this.
Frankly, let's be honest. The most all of us have at one time or another been distracted while we're driving. You even talked about in the newspaper story about how you might be driving your beloved Corvette and steering with your knees and looking at your phone, cup of coffee in your hand. I mean, it's okay to admit that we all did it at one time or another because we had no idea of the consequences and how little time it takes to take your eyes off the road to have a horrific result. Most people just didn't figure it out until you started talking with me. I know I've changed my driving habits from talking with you 6 years ago. And you try to put the word out there. Other people, even the National Highway Traffic Safety Association put out a message, you drive, you text, you pay. And your slogan is even more direct and makes a lot of sense. You get in a car, just drive. Just drive.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to keep it real simple. You know, we've over the last couple of years, we've been successful in getting 9 additional states to adopt these bills into law. So we're up to 24 now. We hope Michigan will be 25, but then we still got 25 to go. And we think a good, simple national message, and we've been helped by a number of people, including, you know, Tom Brady and our own Mary Barra. And other celebrities, because it's a simple message. It's clear. It's easy to understand. We hope that it'll catch on across the nation. And by the way, I've used the same message in my international travels because you know, it's the number. You know, we have 40,000 deaths per year roughly here in the U.S., but that number grows to 1.3 million when you go around the world. So we got a lot of work to do, not just in this state and in this country, but all around the world to bring awareness and eliminate this behavior.
I got one last thing before we leave, and we don't have a lot of time, but I think it's important because you and I have never talked about this. You actually had the opportunity to meet face-to-face in court with the young girl who killed your son. Her lawyer asked if you would speak to her. She was shaking, sobbing, hysterical. She fell into your arms as you hugged, and this is the girl who killed your son. And you know how your son died, but you still didn't know why, and you still haven't asked her why. What was she doing that was so important that would cause the death of your son? You still don't know, do you, Steve?
Yeah, it's that's a tough one to react to, Paul W. But you know, I did ask, and in the sobbing and shaking, she couldn't comment. And you know, I got to say, it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life is to embrace the woman that killed my son. You know, we were asked if, you know, we wanted to prosecute if we thought she should do you know, prison time, because that is a possibility under the law. And, you know, when we looked, I mean, by all accounts, they're a good family. She's comes from a good Christian family. She was working 2 jobs. She made a horrible mistake on the highway that morning. As you said, which one of us cannot admit that we've glanced at our phone for more than a few seconds while driving at highway speeds? Unfortunately, hers resulted in a horrific death. We thought that having her in prison for a year would probably just destroy her life, and she'd be much more effective at helping us tell the story and helping us, you know, change behavior. So,
well, good for you. Yeah. Everyone has to make their own decision or determination at a time like that. But it all turns out to be good as of today. If all the votes go the right way, you'll be there in Lansing. Safe driving and good luck, Steve. Let us know how it goes.